This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Did you notice his approaching God for saving him on God's love, not on his track record? Don't ever go to the Lord and say, Lord, do you know what good things I do? Lord, do you have a clue of how nice I am to people? Lord, do you have a clue of the good things I've done in my lifetime? When you appeal to the Lord, you don't appeal to on your track record about anything. But you say, Lord, according to your unfailing love, your grace and your mercy, that's what we appeal to. And most men don't get that. Most women don't get that. We always think we have to throw our track record up to the Lord. This is how much I've done. This is how much I gave. This is what I've done for the kingdom of God. And all we can do is throw ourselves at the foot of the cross and say, because of your love, because of your mercy. I read something recently that I'm going to tell you up front. I'm not sure I believe this guy. I'm just going to be honest with you. He uses the word narcissist in his self-description, so maybe if he is a narcissist, then I'm going to question some of what he says, but he still makes a powerful point. His name is Byron. I've never heard anyone describe their life in the way he did in two paragraphs. How would you describe your life in two brief paragraphs? Here's what Byron says. During my life, I have been a runaway, a drug addict, a dropout, a terrible husband, a worthless father, selfish, self-absorbed, egomaniacal, narcissistic, harsh, cruel, callous, and probably just about any other derogatory thing of which you can think. But in my time, I've also been the one who stays put, clean and sober, a graduate, a wonderful husband, a terrific father, selfless, humble, modest, nice, kind, empathetic, and probably every other exemplary thing of which you can think. Now, I have trouble with that statement because of the juxtaposition of the two extremes, but I read that to you because of the next sentence. What has made my numerous redemptions possible is the power of God's forgiveness and the second chances that come with it. What a statement. He's saying if there's any goodness that has come out of my life or in my life, comes out of God's forgiveness. Does that say anything to anybody today? Anything good in your life can be traced back to God's forgiveness, and I hope you know that. Anything good in your marriage? Traced back to God's forgiveness. Anything good in your relationship with your children? Trace it back to God's forgiveness. Anything good on the job, trace it back ultimately to God's forgiveness. And that's what David was appealing to in verse 8. Away from me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. Verse 9, the Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. How would you describe your life? Would you use some of the words, the verbiage that Byron used and describe both good and bad? Realize that forgiveness has more to do with your life and your wholeness and your coming to terms with life than anything else. I really believe that. Your greatest need is not to be happy, it's to be forgiven. Your greatest need is not to win the lottery, it's to be forgiven. Your greatest need is not to get the job, the house, or the car that you've always wanted. Your greatest need is to be forgiven, and that's my greatest need.
Well, you're listening to the first message in a series called When God Convicts, looking at the seven penitential psalms out of the book of Psalms. There's 150 psalms, but seven of them are referred to as penitential. We talk about this week and for the next 6 weeks. God bless you as you listen to Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.